Welcome to the Fedora Project Podcast, Episode 9. Eduard Lucena talks about the Fedora Podcast.
Hi, I'm Eduard Lucena from the marketing team of the Fedora Project, and this is Episode 9. First of all, I want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast, for giving me feedback, and for support this work. This work is being done for free just because I want you to know how the Fedora Project works inside and how awesome is the Fedora Project. And I had a really nice response from you. After almost 2 years of inactivity, we are back with new episodes because you deserve this. You take the time to listen and you take the time to comment or to send a tweet or to give me feedback from one way or another. So thank you guys. As you may have noticed, the last episodes of the podcast were recorded long time ago, like in 2018, and now the podcast is back. But I wanted to put those episodes because I wanted to honor the people that take the time from their life and from their work to have an interview for the podcast, and because all the topics are still relevant for the Fedora Project, and the Fedora Project community wanted to know more about how the project is working inside. So I think the right thing to do was to put those interviews outside, and because I know it takes time to make things work and to record and to be able to connect, I want to thank all the people that was interviewed in the past. I want to thank Matthew Miller, I want to thank Jonas Asia, I want to thank Landon White, Jared Smith, Paul Frills, Amira, B, Justin from the diversity team, Dusty Mabe, and Marin Duffy. In the last 8 episodes, they had some awesome interviews, and I think people was really happy to listen about how they work in the Fedora Project. And I also think that these people work is amazing, and seeing the Fedora Project is so lucky to have this kind of people working in the Fedora Project to make the Fedora Project awesome, not only in the software part, but everywhere. The website, the technologies, the community part, everything is awesome. I wanted to honor all people to put in those interviews outside. Also, I want to say thanks and to apologize to 3 people that got interviews with me, but the recordings were lost. I want to thank Ben Cotton, Brian Exelbeer, and Till Mass. I will try to cast them again because their work and the Fedora Project is still so good and so relevant. They're awesome people, but I lost a hard drive with the recordings and I didn't have any backups. I'm really, really sorry I lost those interviews. I will try to cast them again and maybe have a new interview to let you know how they work inside the project. Now we are moving forward to this new season of the podcast, if we can call it like that. Because the Fedora Project is still moving, we have a series to release outside like from 2 weeks ago, and this launch is really, really awesome. The update process was so pristine, so cool, so clear. Almost any interaction was needed, just say to this OS that you want to update, and that was done automatically. So we are moving forward too, and we have a new format this time. I'm going to do 1 week interview and 1 week with some news, some highlights, some interesting stuff that is happening in the first world, not only the Fedora Project, but the upstream project like Genome, like KDE, like Wayland, or that anything that is relevant inside the Fedora world. So I know it sounds weird, but it will be easier for me to catch people, to make interviews, to edit them, and then to put it outside to you for the listeners. So I hope you can catch up with the new Fedora podcast format, and thank you again for listening, and I hope you can stay with us. So thank you and bye bye.
Thank you for listening to the Fedora podcast. See you in 2 weeks with more interesting interviews.